Ignite the fires of desire as passion is equal to play. Sink into the Sabbat of Baal Tina and celebrate the beauty of May Day. The wheel of the year is turning as spring is in full swing. And sensuality reigns, uniting the May Queen and May King. Are you ready to make a genuine intentional change? Welcome to the Magic is Messy podcast. Sisters and misters, witches and wizards. To all the freaks and geeks and magical peeps tuning in on the airwaves, the boys, the girls, the diamonds and pearls, welcome back to the Magic is Messy podcast. My name is Kitty and you are awesome. Thank you so much for joining me today as we slip into the celebration of May Day. This cross-quarter festival marks the peak of spring and the beginning of summer in the Northern Hemisphere. It is a day of passion. It's a day of fertility, sensuality, joy in abundance, optimism. It's got that new life vibration to it, right? We celebrated Astara when we were talking about the planting of seeds, and now the life has come to fruition. The god and goddess are gearing up for summer season by combining their energies. Yeah, let's talk about sex, baby. Let's talk about you and me. Let's talk about all the good things and the bad things that may be. Let's talk about sex. Let's talk about sex. And that's what we're talking about today. It is a sexuality, sensuality, fertility festival. Yeah. Yeah. That feels good. It feels good. Dig it. The Sabbath of sexuality, baby. Falling midway between the spring equinox, Astara, as I already mentioned, and the summer solstice, which is called Litha, Baal Tina symbolizes the peak of fertility and the celebration of conception. Right? This is kind of when Astara is when the god and the goddess met. And now the god and the goddess are during Baal Tina or Beltane or Bealtine or however you'd like to say it. During this fertility Sabbat on the wheel of the year is when the god and the goddess energies are unified. They get married and they conceive their baby, right? Let's talk about sex, baby. Mm-hmm. And then during Yule is when the child of promise is born, so to speak. So right around Christmas time, if you will, Yuletide amazingness, that is when their child is born. So they meet during Astara, they get married, and they unify during Baal Tina, and then they have their child during Yule. And that is how the wheel of the year is rocking and rolling. So during this celebration, we are falling in love with the light half of the year up in here, up in here, up in here. The goddess is pregnant, or I should say that she is conceiving. She has planted the seed in her womb. So the goddess is pregnant and we are fired up with fertile opportunity, right? As I mentioned, we are in the peak of spring and all of the amazing vibes that it brings. And summer is coming here in the Northern Hemisphere. Summer is on its way, chickaday, and I can't wait for that. Hey! Given to us from the Greek Apollo, maybe you've heard of him, given to us from the Greek Apollo or the Celtic Belinus, the word Beltane, Bealtine, Baal Tina literally translates into bright fire. And as the third fire festival on the wheel of the year, it represents the vitality and passion and union of the god and goddess, or better known as the May Queen and the May King, because they come together right now over me. Baal Tina is about channeling energy to connect with nature and bring new things into your own life as well as we celebrate the cycle of life, death, and rebirth. So in my studies, I found out this is a time back in the day, when younger couples or couples that had been together for more than a year and a day could take off their rings and the restrictions that came along with said rings. They could venture into the woods and partake in fertility rites and rituals without the shame, the guilt, or the societal reactions for their actions. Shout out to my polyam peeps out there. Hey, 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 how you doing? This Sabbath is perfect for plugging into passion, sensuality, innocence and abundance. Living in the moment with gratitude for the light energy making its way to us with the summer season. I feel good. Also, side bay, Venus, the goddess and planet of pleasure and beauty, just entered Taurus, the sign of pleasure and beauty. So don't be afraid to sink even more deeply into the earthly sensuality and sexually charged feels of what this celebration brings, witches and wizards. This is known as a fire festival, right? There are a few fire festivals. This is the third fire festival on the Wheel of the Year. So we are lighting that fire. We are igniting that fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on fire. So if you were to plug into the Sabbat with intention, what might you do, Pikachu? As I mentioned, we're going to get right into it just so you can take what you need and leave the rest, as always, from this cute little cosmic quickie Sabbath Wheel of the Year turning. Sensuality spells, maybe some sensuality spells to plug you into your own fire, right, as we are igniting fire. Maybe some love spells to strengthen bonds between lovers and friends. Maybe some prosperity spells to ensure an abundant harvest as the summer season is coming. Or maybe some mating magic if you're looking to bring a little bun into your own oven. Hey, bay. Also, maybe some veil work, yes? Just as we celebrate the Sabbat of Samhain, or what many know as All Hallows Eve or Halloween, the veil is very thin during Samhain. And just like that Sabbat, the veil is also very thin during Beltinna. This time we're working with the Fae, we're working with otherworldly entities, maybe our ancestors. And as Samhain is about death, Beltinna is about life. And the veil is very thin. So maybe you want to place a little bit of extra protection around you during your rituals and rites to stay safe from those sexy spirits, if you know what I mean. Yeah, dig it. So if you were to plug in, let's start with our altar. Yeah, how about some altar correspondences during this time of May Day or Beltinna, the fire festival? You might choose red to place on your altar. Some colors, you might choose red to ignite passion and fire. Maybe white for purity, innocence, and harmony. Potentially green for good fortune, wealth, abundance. Purple for spiritual joy. Or yellow, straight up yellow. And it was all yellow for optimism and straight up joy. Straight up, not tell me. Holla at your boy for straight up joy. Some animals that you might want to integrate or infuse into your altar space could be a dove, a swan, a swallow, a cat, or a lynx. Or during this time, cattle. Cattle were actually, they put wreaths and garlands around their cattle because cattle symbolize abundance, and we are in Taurus season. And also, it is the time during Taurus season, or during May Day, Beltinna, when the cattle were moved into their grazing pastures from the stables, where they will stay until Samhain, and also when calves are conceived and or given birth to. So you might want to put a cow or a bull or a cattle on your altar as well. Some flowers you might want to utilize could be the lilac, freesia, ivy, dandelions, tulips, daisies, any yellow flower really, or lily of the valley. Lilies of the valley deck my garden walk. Some herbs you might choose would be mugwort, thyme, or mint. Also, by the way, mint is amazing in fruit salad. So I got a recipe for some fruit salad. So mint in your fruit salad would be amazing. Some scents to diffuse could be lavender, frankincense, citrus, sage, or strawberry. Some crystals you might want to use during this Sabbat could be malachite, however you'd like to pronounce it, carnelian for your sacral chakra, and we'll get into that a little bit here in a moment, emerald, and rose quartz. Symbolism, right? Maybe butterflies or fairies. We're working with the fae folk during this time. Maybe leave some offerings for the fae folk. I'll get into some offerings here in a moment. Some eggs to symbolize new life. Maybe a chalice to represent the womb space and the divine feminine energy of the goddess and how she is being impregnated with opportunity. Maybe some seedlings that you planted with intention during Astara. Put those on your altar. Or some beads. Beautiful beads. You can string beads. You can create beads with garland. You can create a flower crown. That's also something you can do to plug in. But maybe some offerings to the fae folk, offerings to the goddess, offerings to your deities or your ancestors could be mead or fruit wine. could be milk and honey. I personally make honey cakes and then put heavy cream, some seeds, some flowers, maybe some fruit. Bread, you can make oatmeal cakes, maybe some strawberries, or fresh veggies and greens on your altar could be phenomenal as well. So speaking of quick rituals, let's do some plug-ins for the win-win, right? As I mentioned, some fruit salad. Gather some fruit, some berries, some cantaloupe, some bananas, some whatever fruit you have that you want to utilize during this Sabbat. Mix a little bit of OJ or any juice of choice, a little bit of fresh Greek yogurt, and some mint leaves, and make a refreshing fruit salad during this Sabbat of Baaltina. Maybe you want to open the windows, right? Open your windows, clear up your space, get your senses into it. Bring some fresh air in there, boo face. I'm talking to you. And protect and bless your space with maybe do some smoke cleansing, right? Open your doors to allow the negative entities out and then revive that space with smoke cleansing of your choice. Also protect and bless your space by doing a walk around your perimeter. It is called beating the bounds. Maybe you want to place stones in all of the corners, all the elements, the directions, place stones with intention in all of those directions to create almost like a barrier or a protective orb or a space around your perimeter. Maybe you want to hang ribbons, garland, flowers, or wreaths from trees. Maybe writing intentions on those ribbons for the year to come. Maybe ribbons of red, white, yellow, purple. And then also leave those ribbons on that tree until Samhain. Pull them down on Samhain, right? As the veil is thin, we are putting our intentions into the ether. So putting those intentions into the ether, hanging them from the trees, really rooting them with Mother Gaia on that tree and leaving them until the Sabbat of Samhain, and then pulling them back and seeing what intentions came to fruition during this beautiful summer abundance, right? All right. Maybe you want to rise early to wash your face with the morning dew. Be do, be do, be do. I actually did that this morning and it was freaking rad. I ran my hands along the grass, the blades of grass, and I got this beautiful dew in my hands, and I faced the east, the direction of new beginnings, and I washed my face with that dew and it felt fan freaking tastic. So I would love that for you as well. Some dawn vibes. Maybe during this Sabbat of Baaltina, during your rituals, during the things you're doing to plug in, or maybe during the entire May day, if you have a womb space, you can utilize that womb space with a yoni egg. It is going to ignite that sacral chakra, and we are working along with our sacral chakra, our womb space, a lot during this fire festival of fertility. And the sacral chakra is all about your creativity. It's about your passion, your desire, igniting the sensuality and sexuality within you. So maybe using a yoni egg and wearing it all day, right? Be safe with that. However you choose to use it, take what you need, leave the rest. But maybe a yoni egg would be a phenomenal thing to utilize during the Sabbat of Baaltina. A bonfire, maybe a bonfire would be awesome. The bonfire symbolizes the strength of the rising sun. And maybe you want to throw some herbs into that fire. Maybe 9 good herbs for abundance. And then 9 weeds to rid the year of famine and negative energy. Maybe utilizing the bonfire vibes all night long, like Lionel Richie, all night long from April 30th into May 1st would be a great thing to do as well if you want to welcome the rising sun and give gratitude for it. Or if you want to get a little frisky, maybe you want to make love near the flame. I feel like making love. Feel like making love during that fertility festival near the flames. No shame in that game. As I already mentioned, the sacral chakra ignition. You are going to want to ignite and really put some intention and pay attention to your sacral chakra. It is about, you know, worthiness. It is about how we used to play as a child. And the way to ignite that is to play. So how did you used to play as a child that you no longer make room for today? How did you used to play that you no longer make room for today? Because I challenge you with love, accept or reject, your choice, your call. I challenge you with love to do just that. Show up for your inner child and play today like you used to back in the day. Yes? And if you accept that challenge, let me know what it is that you're doing at magicismessy.com. Dig it? This is a great time to renew your vows, as it is a time of fertility magic. Maybe you could do a sacred ceremony with your loved one, or a hand fasting would be a good thing as well. There was a lot of hand fastings back in the day. The blending of the divine feminine and masculine energies are what is an overarching theme for this Sabbat. And as I already mentioned, the god and the goddess, the divine feminine, the divine masculine, they meet at Astara, they marry and conceive a Baaltina, and the child of promise is born around Yule. Maybe that sounds familiar. A child born at Christmas? Maybe that sounds familiar to some of you out there. As you are rising early, maybe you want to rise early and put the dew on your face, yeah, because it's awesome, but also maybe rising early to collect flowers and create a crown or create a garland, place that on your altar, or, as I already mentioned, place that on your cattle if you have some cows grazing in your pasture. Maybe you want to roll around in the hay, or actually maybe like the grass instead. If you want to roll around in the hay, hey, you can do that as well. No shame. But rolling around in the grass, right? This calls those inner child vibes to you as well. And the fae folk are very, very active during the Sabbat of Baaltina, during the spring. So maybe laying down in the grass and just allowing them to flit around you, maybe, you know, giving them permission to play along with you as you roll around in the grass. It's called earthing, or maybe we know it better as grounding. But definitely plugging into those fae folk vibes, the inner child, you know, just have fun. Girls just want to have fun. So allow yourself to sink into the fun feels and the vibrations of the fae, because that is what we do on May Day. Maybe you want to leave a dish. Speaking of the fae folk, leave a dish of fruit, nuts, seeds for the animals or the fae. Like I already mentioned, I do honey cakes with heavy cream and strawberry sauce, and they seem to dig it. They seem to like it a lot. Yeah, strawberry sauce. That was one of my favorite things to make for them, and I just leave it in like a little cup that looks like a butter cup. I do that every single year, and they bless my flowers, they bless my vegetables, they bless my harvest, and I very much look forward to working with the fae folk again. So I invite you to do so as well, safely, right? Give them permission, but also make safe boundaries within that, because the fae folk can be a little tricky. They can be, they can have their cake and eat it too, if you know what I mean. Maybe you want to prepare a Baaltina basket for a friend or a lover. Flowers, fruit, honey cakes, some wine, some candles, right? Red candles, purple candles, yellow candles, white candles. Whatever you want to do, maybe preparing a basket with intention for someone that you love or a friend that may need a little pick-me-up during this time. And also with May Day, with Baaltina, we recognize the power, the phallic power of the maypole. Back in the day, maybe you've heard of a maypole. Back in the day, a sapling or a small tree was taken from the wild, stripped down, and plunged back into the earth. That was to represent fertility. That was to represent conception. That was considered the representation and symbolism of the unification of the divine male, the phallic symbol, into the divine female or the divine feminine, which was the earth. So maybe attaching ribbons to a sapling or a tree and dancing around it to solidify and symbolize and give grace and gratitude to the union of the god and the goddess during this Sabbat as well. So maybe those are some quick things that you can do to plug in. Yas, yas, queens and kings, plug in, plug in. But I do have a very intentional, kind of deep ritual for you that I would like to share. And then I will let you go, baby boo, because I know that your time is valuable to you as it is valuable to me as well. And I would love to thank you for spending it with me. Thank you for sharing. Thank you for subscribing. Thank you for sending this podcast to more witches and wizards and sisters and misters that maybe want a little bit more magic in their life. Magic stands for making a genuine intentional change. So this ritual is called the Five Senses Ritual. And as we are chilling in the season of Taurus, Taurian queens, holla at you, girl. Ooh-wee. And kings too. Yeah, kings too, baby boo. But the first thing I would love for you to do during this ritual, and take what you need, leave the rest as always. The first thing I would love for you to do is create your safe space with intention, right? Turn off your phone. Let others know you need to be alone, right? No Russian. You are not from Russia, unless you are. Hey, hi, how are you? Nice to see you. Thank you for being here. But there is no Russian during this ritual. Take all the time you need and be present to the power of sensuality. Be present to the power of being in the moment. Yes? So first and foremost, create your space and do that. Create your circle by calling in your elements, your directions, your quarters. Create your circle with intention by inviting in deities, gods and goddesses that you work with, maybe your spirit squad, or as the veil is very thin, maybe inviting in the fae folk or your ancestors or other energetic entities that you know are working in your best interest. And also, because Taurus is about secure foundation and a stable, sacred circle space, right? Take this time to really, as I mentioned, step into your senses and be present to the power of them. So after you've created your circle, after you've created your space of sacred sensuality with intention, take some oil, an essential oil of your choice. It could be patchouli, it could be Nag Champa, it could be jasmine, it could be anything that makes you feel earthy and grounded or sensual, anything that lights you up. That is the overarching theme, and the foundation of this ritual is lighting yourself up and igniting those senses. So taking that oil and putting a little bit on your finger, preferably your left side because that is your feminine side, and anoint your forehead, anointing your third eye in a clockwise motion while saying, if you'd like to, spells are very, very powerful. Words are powerful. That's why it's called spelling. And with intention, you might want to anoint your forehead with this spell. With the kiss of goddess upon my head, blessed be my body and blessed be my bed. So anoint your forehead, create your space, anoint your forehead. And the first sense we're going to plug into during this ritual, right? I mean, yes, you've been smelling already, but we're going to get into clothing and the things that we see and the things that we feel, the touch, right? So the clothing that we're wearing or the blankets that surround us, maybe for your clothing, you're going to want to have silk on soft skin. Maybe you're going to want to choose suede or cashmere, maybe terry cloth, spandex, leather. Whatever turns you on. Let me hold you, don't caress my body. You got me going crazy. You turn me on, turn me on. And then maybe some blankets. Maybe you're going to choose the nice little fuzzy wuzzy wuzzy bear kind of blankets or pillows. Whatever surrounds you, make sure that it is tactile. Make sure that there are patterns and textures and they are bright, right? Like I mentioned, the things that we're seeing. So maybe we want to choose specific colors as well. Pay attention to the colors and how they correspond with the frequencies that you're currently intentionally inviting into your space. Or you know what? If you want to go naked, there's no shame in that game either. Feel what you need to feel and turn yourself on. So maybe with the colors, you want to choose red to ground and root yourself, right? Pulling in those frequencies. Orange for your sacral chakra, like I already mentioned, for creativity, desire, pleasure, and sexual intimacy with yourself. And your lover or partner or whoever that may be. Yellow could be for optimism and confidence. Maybe green for self-love. Blue for clear communication and authenticity. Or purple for a bright imagination and a deeper spiritual connection. It is your call, baby doll. Make it yours and melt into those vibes. And as you intentionally place these colors and this clothing on your body, on your person, around your space, maybe the cute little spell that you might want to say would be, the clothing I drape on my body will ignite my highest frequency. Take what you need, leave the rest. Now, on top of what we're putting on our body and the things we are seeing and feeling, your environment is also extremely important. So what environment are you going to want to comfortably sit in that turns you on at the same time, right? Maybe around the bonfire that you're doing, the bonfire that you're igniting, maybe a candle flame. Maybe you're looking and sitting and watching the sunset, or maybe you are being engulfed in ocean waves. But anything that immerses you in nature, right? Flowers and trees for the festival of the birds and the bees. Hey, girl, hey. Anything that creates the space for you to take in the beauty of the budding energy around you. Sink into the special sacred environment that you're creating with this seasonal sensual ritual. And as you are in your environment, right? Maybe you want to speak a small spell such as, the goddess surrounds me wherever I may go, connecting me to passion, desire, and flow. So that's it. So we've got our anointing, we've got our sacred space, we've got our anointing, we've got the clothing that we're draping on our body, and we've got a very intentional environment. This environment that it is igniting fire within you, right? It's turning you on. So next we get into the sense of smell. And as I already mentioned, you've anointed yourself and your third eye with a certain oil. Now, you can utilize this same oil, or you can choose a different one. As I already mentioned, maybe sandalwood, jasmine, patchouli, Nag Champa, anything that makes you feel grounded and alive. Maybe you want to diffuse these oils, or you could light this incense if you choose to. Or if you'd like to, place a few drops on a piece of wood, a piece of dry wood, and throw that into your bonfire as well. So those scents, that smoke emanates this scent as well. This is representing the air element, or the direction of the east and the direction of new beginnings. So with this smoke, and here's your spell if you choose to use it, by this smoke, I am caressed. By the goddess, I am blessed. Doesn't have to be very difficult. It can be super simple. Keep it simple, starseed. Kiss. So that would be the sense of smell that we are taking care of. So we have our circle set. We have our touch, what we see, what we smell. Next, let's get into what we hear. What I would love for you to do, take what you need, leave the rest as always. Find a song or a playlist that makes you feel sexy, sassy, and sensually connected. Yeah, it can be jazzy. It can be jivey. It can be classical. It can be instrumental. You can choose drum and bass or boom shakalaka shaka khan. I feel for you. I think I love you. Actually, that's not Shaka Khan. It's Prince. But Shaka Khan did it really, really well. So we'll give it to you, Shaka. 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 Whatever is calling to you musically in the present moment, plug into that, right? Music creates space for magic. I feel that music creates space for making a genuine intentional change. Yes. So what attracts you to that specific tonality? What attracts you to that BPM? What attracts you? Is it nostalgia? Is it whatever the feelings that are stirred within you when you listen to it? And truly, what I'd love for you to do is sink into where this music brings you and what feels does it create as it plays in the background, right? And if you'd like to, another spell that you may say, with these notes, may the goddess see that music is forever flowing through me. Yes? And finally, our last sense is taste. As we are in the season of Taurus, and Taurus vibes up in here. Y'all gonna make me lose my mind up in here. Right? With the Taurus vibes, we are living luxuriously. So maybe we want to get some aphrodisiacs. Boom bap, aphrodisiac. Maybe some chocolate, some almonds, which also, I found out, symbolize the yoni energy, the yoni egg of the sacral chakra. So some almonds might be good. Maybe mango or pineapple, anything that's sweet and juicy and full of nectar, nectar of the gods. Yes. Ambrosia, anybody? And also the orange and the mango could ignite your sacral chakra as well. Maybe you want to choose some champagne for the bubbly tickles to your nose. Yeah. Maybe anything like I actually really, really enjoy. Chocolate bars that have rose petals on top. Like, that makes me feel luxurious as fuck. And being a Taurus sun, I love me some luxury. Okay, chickadee, that's what's up. So whatever makes you feel like you're indulging in the goodness of Mother Earth. Yes? Whatever she has to offer, be present and awakened to the tastes and the textures and the mouthfeel and the abundance from the foods that you choose. And if you'd like to, say another spell. I've got one for you. What do you know? I've got one for you. With the goddess, I indulge in luxury and gratefully awaken my innate vitality. Yes? So as I mentioned, this ritual, take what you need, leave the rest. I know I've said that a couple times, but make it yours. Melt into it and make it yours. Because what this is doing, it is turning you on. It is igniting the fire within you during this fertility festival. So plug into the seasons and the reasons for them. Be very, very clear on the reason that you are doing this. You are igniting something within yourself, sweet soul, right? Because once again, the wheel of the year has turned, my friends. And I thank you so much for spending this time with me. Thank you so much for including me. I am honored to be a part of your celebrations. Thank you so much for sharing and subscribing, because this is all I have for you, sisters and misters. I know this was a quick one, but that's what I wanted to do, was come out on the airwaves with a quickie for you, for Beltina. And hopefully you can get some ways to plug in for yourself that feel good for your practice, because your practice is your practice. And I hope that you choose to make it messy, because it's never going to be perfect. So whatever you do that feels right to you, I would love to know. Reach out to me. You know how to get a hold of me. You can follow me on IG. You can reach out on Facebook. You can slide into my DMs. You can share your story. You can write me a little blurb on Spotify if you'd like to, or you can review this podcast as well on iTunes. That would help as well if you'd like to say hey and thank you so much for the airwaves. I would love a review as well. But until I see you next time, where we will be celebrating the new moon, I wish you beauty. I wish you bright light. I wish you so much amazing abundance, optimism, joy, and things to be grateful for. So thank you again. My name is Kitty. You are awesome. And I look forward to seeing you again, my friends.